Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for our shit, baby. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Smoking
don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Rebel without a cause. No umbrella, the money stuffed in the doors. Rodell Drive money, oldest Clive Davis. Blue paper still chasing dead faces. Dark tents, rims chopped like razors. 2 mil to the side for the cases. Boss, pinky ring both hands. My squits wanna lean on a man. Peter Pan got X-Tot plans. Little homie still be moving like the Fed. My Spanish should be on that Telemundo. Pretty faces, she got the fattest culo. Kissing all on me, tension all on me. Touch a little paper, start switching all on me. I'm looking for the best Christmas with a passport. Time to get missing. Boss.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah, make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Got back to Atlanta and it was 60. That's the kind of weather
Like, it's the Social Lab T Bomb Radio. Hey, we're coping with blended families tonight. Plus, we're chopping it up with feet. Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. The crew is standing by. Hey, you can go back and check out those recipes we talked about last week with Fee at thesocialab.com. That's thesociallab.com, as well as tmhamandradio.com. Listen, we just trying to make sure y'all get there. The recipes last week was dope. Plus, I'm sure she's going to deliver more sexy for the kitchen that probably lead to the bedroom, which is apropos for Relationship Wednesday. Although we're talking about coping with blended families. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam Boston. What up, Bossy?
Good afternoon in the morning time. What's going on? Cool. It's cold outside here, and I'm glad it stopped raining, but yeah.
Well, at least it's not snowing. It was snowing in Denver.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, coming down.
Don't want
snow.
That. Like, yeah, I don't want that. I saw something on the news. Yeah. Mm-mm. No, thank you. Keep it.
Unbelievable. Listen, I was like, nah, it's not the place to be in December.
No, hell no.
That. Hey, all the way live from South Carolina. It's Fee. What up, man?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Fee?
Hey, how good. Are y'all?
Hey.
Doing well.
Cool.
How's the weather in South Carolina?
It's about the same as Charlotte. It was about 60 today. Finally stopped raining. So, yeah, I can deal with 60s. I'm not a rainy girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you all had the chance to check out Martha and Snoop's dinner party. It's my favorite.
Love it, love it, love it.
Oh, they're yes. good friends, yeah.
I love it.
Martha... The dynamic is unbelievable, first and foremost. So, again, you know, the creator of this is, like, thought, intelligent. The chemistry is awesome. The guests are awesome. It's great for television. We really need to see this right now. I'm really digging Martha and Snoop. And we ain't getting paid to promote it, you know. But when you talk about coping with blended families, I thought of Martha. Snoop specifically, because I mean the chemistry is on point. It's just like a dysfunctional family, but don't we love it? I love it.
Yes, I love it. I agree.
Right. I go
Folks,
forward.
We want you to weigh in. We want to hear from you, and we want to hear a little bit about your dysfunction. We don't want y'all to just sit back and listen to all our dysfunction.
Okay.
Go ahead. So you can't just do it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You gotta do it well. Look, body language is the kind of talk I'm fluent in. Why don't you stop talking about it and come and do it then? Written on your face, that yeah, I'm trying to do it, grin. Event planning, we just need a spot to do it in. Heading to engagement, head behind a range tent. Fruits of my labor, edible arrangements. They get a little messy, sweater new, Jay's mint. She say when she done with me, I better go and change it. It's a sweater, I don't know no better. Y'all don't get it, I don't know no better. Than this right here, shorty right there. Still giving old boy nightmares, and I heard your ex hated. That's why my text stated last night was a movie, and it was X-rated. Flick called Wet, it only gets better. Tonight we make the sequel and call that shit sweater. Go ahead.
Do me like you know somebody else ain't doing me right.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do me like you know somebody else ain't doing me right.
Nice. Out in Brooklyn.
wanna do me in. Now all these nondescript bitches wanna do me in. Go AP on me. He know Willis wanna put the D on me. Even Dr. Dre went and put the B on me. But my flow exclusive, limited edition. You know me, love pretty bitches with ambition. B's on the keys, never go in the ignition. But when I ride it, do it to precision. I can tell that he tripping every time that it's slipping. When he about to come, I start to kiss his neck. I let him score, but we ditch the ref. When we going out, we gotta ditch the press. Aw, man.
Give it to your right, give it to your left, make it last forever, keep sweat, how you out of breath?
Daddy, slow down a bit, you acting like you never been downtown and shit. I need a boy to lay back while he watch this thing bounce, buying them designer bags,
yeah.
Me in my account.
No doubt, I'm the player that they talking about, got that good shit, even in a drought.
If you gon' do it for real.
And if they ask how I'm doing, tell them doing it well. Go ahead.
It is 9:12 p.m. in Brooklyn and 6:12 p.m. in on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, figure it out. Listening to TM Hyman Radio Live. You are inside the social lab. And tonight we're talking about blended families. And also we have a Fee to give us some beautiful and delicious recipes. Before we go any further, got to introduce that hot lady out of Hotlanta, Hot Chocolate.
Hey, hey, what's going on, people, with you celebrating my last Wednesday of 45 dumb. That's been the theme
of
my day today.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How does it feel to go over that hump?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Sade to, you know, rib me about getting old, and my life's not complete unless he's making jokes about me getting older.
And yeah.
I think you have to deal, at least not tonight.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he'll make up.
We celebrate. Like, hey, well, the one thing you changed my perspective when you said, you know, every year above ground is a year to celebrate. And
sure
I think that's absolutely truth all day long.
Yes, sure
I'm
is.
I'm not one of those
do not wait for a milestone date to celebrate.
But I get it. No, I totally get it.
Awesome.
With blended families tonight, folks. Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and Fee hanging out live from South Carolina. Donald Trump, the man of the year. Man of the year.
I don't get that. Balls. That's how I feel about it.
I kind of expected it just because of all of the hype around the win as far as his presidential nomination and election win and all of that stuff. But I really think someone who is going to and has positively impacted our culture much more deserves that than he does. I think he just won it because of the level of hype. And I'm not impressed.
Name someone who's more deserving than Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton came in second place. Name someone who's Donald Trump.
Balls.
Who made more noise in 2016.
I mean, but positive noise. Like, okay, even if it's not...
No. But time, to be on the front of time, it's like good, bad, or indifferent.
You're right.
If you think about the face instead of in front of Time magazine, good, bad, and indifferent, totally.
You're right.
You know what? The man, you know why? I know why he got man of the year. Because he was able to pull off that bull crap. That's why he made man of the year. I still have faith that the electoral... because they got one more meeting, and I think it's December 20th or 21st. It's one of those two dates. After that one is final. But if they decide that they're not going to put all their votes behind him, Hillary's going to get it. You know.
Oh, okay. Oh, have they turned up the medication that you're using?
Have you been reading the news?
In America.
Have you been reading the news?
Nothing's changed in America. Donald Trump is going to be the president in 30 days.
No.
Less than.
I don't believe it. Hell no.
I don't think we're no. Even
stop pushing
even
buttons on me.
State, I'm sorry, that was an accident. Even with the thought of them going back and doing recounts and you know, the possibility of anything, there's no bigger possibility that's going to...
Yeah, I'm not talking about the recounts. I ain't talking about the popular vote. She won the popular vote, but I'm talking about the Electoral College people. They meet twice. The first one was in November.
The Democrats have conceded for the most part. Nothing's going to change.
Sir, I don't believe... You know,
I'm,
I read
I'm,
the
I'm
news.
You know, we
just
I'm going based off
top.
The information.
We,
yeah,
we,
I'm going based off the information
top.
That I received, sir. This is a blended family, damn
it's
it. Okay?
The top of the news. It's the top of the news, folks. If you're not paying attention to what's going on right now, Donald Trump is making all kind of chess moves. And, you know, believe it or not, he is actually, you know, consulting with President Obama. You know, he's really trying to, I think, at least appear to be trying to do the right thing by way of the country. Now, is this manipulation? Is this just for publicity? Donald Trump is an entertainer. He's a manipulator. He's a businessman. He understands, you know, what he's doing, and he understands how to do it at the end of the day. But this is what I will say. We can see a distinct difference from the crazy person that was on the campaign trail versus the person that is making all of these appointments right now. Isn't there a distinct difference?
I don't think so. I think
you said you don't
same,
think so?
No, I don't. I think it's the same acting job that he was doing out on the campaign trail. He's playing the role of who I guess he thinks we want him to be. I don't buy it for a minute. He needs President Obama right now. He needs him because of course he doesn't know anything about presidential politics. You bash the man his entire 8 years in office, come up with every slanderous thing that you could be able to, you know, say, put in people's mind, implement whatever, but now you have to come back and eat those words. And dare I heard him say that he thought that our president was a smart man. that he knew a lot and he was learning a lot from him. Of course, because you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Absolutely. Folks, you have to pay attention to what Donald Trump is doing right now. He has appointed people who are, I'm going to say, like totally, completely opposite of liberal. I don't know what the word is, because it's like it's beyond conservative to a certain degree. But listen, all of the laws that the Obama administration have put in place, I mean, specifically with like gay marriage, like everything, I mean, the Obama administration set a precedent when it came to a lot of gay stuff, you know, that previous administrations didn't want to touch. Listen, Trump and the people that he's put in place are looking to overturn all of that. They're about to upset
everything.
A lot of folks in America, a lot of laws. Tonight we're talking about coping with blended families. What is a blended family? A blended family is really a nucleus, a group, a cluster, a unit of folk, ultimately related and unrelated. Cousins, mothers, grandma, auntie, sometimes friends, next door neighbors, right? People who come together, band together as one, who truly love each other, have each other's best interests at heart. But in the midst of the blend, there's a lot of different perspectives, values, morals, traditions, and the lack thereof that creates
right.
a lot of problems. We're talking about coping with those problems of the blended family tonight. My mom was married 3 times. My mom's 3rd husband should have been her 1st husband. It's true that the 3rd time is a charm. What I respect the most is she was never afraid to keep it moving. Some people, after the 1st one, they like, I'm done. He hurt me. She hurt me.
Right. Right.
Wallow, pity. I'm not good enough. Get out.
It happens.
Or cold shower. Whatever you don't like, take the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Of the one you like, and listen, get over it. I mean, what I'm talking about is, listen, folks, it starts with you. Any problem that you ever experience, it really started with you, if you're honest about it.
Right.
In any situation, it starts with you. You made a decision that led to another decision that led to another decision. And at the end of the day, it was your decision. Good, bad, or indifferent, it was your
right.
With anything that you're coping with, you have to make sure you're honest with yourself. Sometimes you lie to yourself. You know you did it. You're like, no, I ain't do it. You know you did it. Stop lying. It starts with you.
Yeah.
Own it.
But damn sure. That, you know exactly. What I mean? If you own it, you can move past it.
Yeah. I can remember some of my issues as a teenager was I didn't want to own a lot of stuff. I can remember getting into a fist tough fight with my stepdad. You know, he bust me in my eye, I bust him in his nose. And I remember like it was yesterday. We talking about a blended family. It was a struggle in a relationship with my mom in the middle. A lot of times, any struggle in a family, you got somebody in the middle who trying to be a referee, but they love everybody, and they just not doing a good job. We're talking about the blended family tonight.
Right.
It's the hardest position to be in ever.
Well, it can be, or it can be a good. It could be good, you know. The last time we was talking about it, I mean, I talked about how, like, me and my brothers, we get along. Well, me and my brother that we're not blood related, we get along like we are. Like, we can read each other's mind. Yeah, we're very much alike.
Me the same.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Me the same.
And I mean,
I'm oldest of 6, and we're blended, and get along like we're, I mean, blood, no different. Go ahead, Fee.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess my take on it, I have a couple of different views on blended families. And I guess one of the most recent was my last relationship. And him coming in with me having two kids. That was extremely hard because I have two kids that are protectors of their mom.
Right.
So they basically was like, you know, okay, so who is this dude? Like, okay, so where is he coming from? But what's his angle?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt kind of like your mother did, Terrence. I was in the middle because it was like I wanted the best on both ends. I wanted the best for my kids and I wanted the best for him, but I wanted everybody to be happy. But when it was all said and done, if it wasn't natural, it just did not work. And it just wasn't natural.
Right.
It was. I was forcing along the way. I was trying to force my kids to be happy, force him
mm-hmm.
to be happy, force, you know, force a relationship between the two. But again, I had to take myself out of it and take a look back at the whole scheme of things and say, look, it's just not natural. If you can't force it, you know, if it's forced, it doesn't fit. When it fits, it's not forced.
Right.
So, you know, that situation, I had to did that for that reason, you know.
Coping with blended families tonight, when we come back, we're chopping it up with Fee. For now, all the way up.
Go. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
Off a new thing, couldn't take it all, so I gave her chain. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings, and I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up.
Girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel crop bags, they need even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine lit it up. Pop, I hit him up, I'm talking color money. Purple yin and blue germ, I got brown lira. I ain't talking about raw, bitch. I'm not going Viagra. That means I'm on the way up. And you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high, hop in the helicopter. Uber said, go on.
What you need?
What you need?
My n***s run the game, we ain't never leave,
never leave.
Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep,
never sleep.
You got V12, I got 12 V.
Yeah.
Got bottles, got hats.
I'm all the way
Shorty,
up.
What you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way
yeah.
up. I'm all the way up.
Yes, we are all the way up here on TM Hama Radio Live. It is 9:29 p.m. here in Southwest Atlanta, where I be, the girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and the General joining us as well. We're going to get back to our topic, which is blended families, coping with blended families. But first, we're going to chop it up with Fee coming out of South Carolina to give us her sexy, sultry, spicy, seductive, looking for another adjective to describe. Anyway, chop it up with Fee. Here you go.
All right. Well, tonight what I'm going to prepare is my panko, garlic, and crusted salmon fillets. Now, what that consists of is you would get a salmon fillet, 2/3 cup of panko breadcrumbs, 2/3 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup of chopped parsley, 4 garlic cloves minced, 1/3 cup of melted butter, and Cajun seasoning and pepper to taste. Now, what you're going to do is position your rack in the middle of your oven, and you're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You line a baking sheet with a large piece of tin foil. Place the salmon fillet skin side down on the baking sheet and set aside. Now, you mix together your breadcrumbs, your Parmesan cheese, your parsley, and your garlic in a small bowl. Then you're going to pour your melted butter into your breadcrumbs until it absorbs the liquid. Then what you're going to do is lightly season your salmon fillet with your Cajun seasoning and your pepper. And with the breadcrumb mixture, you're going to sprinkle that on top of your salmon fillets, press it into it, place it in your oven at 350 degrees for about 20 minutes, uncovered until your salmon is pink and flaky and your breadcrumbs are golden brown. And you can remove that and you can pair it with asparagus, broccoli, corn on the cob, a nice side salad, or even some yellow saffron rice.
Sounds fantastic. Hey, if you just missed any of that, you can log on to thesocialab.com. That's thesociallab.com, thesocialab.com, as well as tmhamandradio.com for that recipe. That and more coming up when we come back. It's 9:32.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. 'Cause all of my kindness is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Woke up an optimist. Sun was shining, I'm positive. Then I heard you was talking trash.
I fought
a mystery. Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would try. Ooh, that's all I want.
And I know that I'm tonight thinking, how could I be so selfish? But you call. Wondering where I've been. Now I know the job tonight. Thinking, how could I be so reckless? But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bill. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my
kindness. It's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, oh, that's all I want. 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday.
Yep. 5 p.m. in Missouri.
New Orleans.
<Yeah. laughs> Oh my goodness. In the West Coast, California, on that side, everybody in the middle figure it out. Tonight we're talking about cooking with blended families. And we kinda touched on that. Like I said, we didn't really have too many issues with that. Like, I just talked to my brother today. Listen. Well, love it, yeah. I'm glad. I don't know how I would have been able to handle it, like not being around my brothers. You know what I mean? Not being around my brothers.
You know, I think there are a lot of people who may not have thought that they could, you know, exist in a blended family away from their brothers or their familiar people. But I think there are people that fill the void. You know, I mean,
yeah, sure.
There are people that ultimately, you know, you connect with and you learn that have your best interests at heart. You kind of know early who's for you and who's not for you. Even babies know that, right? Babies catch the vibe early. They like,
exactly.
I don't like it.
No good. No good.
Get out of here. Like, no,
mommy.
Get out of here.
Exactly. Please take me back from the people.
We just don't pay attention. I personally think that most blended families are probably some of the best situations. Because, they are people who made intentional decisions. They are people who decided, you know what I'm saying, to do what they were doing. And in turn, I think you have genuine relationships, authentic relationships, where there's transparency. Sometimes there's just too many people in one space, right? I mean, sometimes you just need your privacy and you're frustrated. You had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a bad day, everybody in the house have a bad day. But when it's 14 of y'all, oh, damn.
Wow.
Right? I mean, but even if it's four people in limited space, it's frustration, let alone 8 or 12.
Absolutely.
Sometimes 2 people in limited space.
Right. Okay. Can't get right.
Right.
Hell yeah.
That's a very real statement right there, brother.
Yeah, it's about being intentional when you're trying to overcome, when you're trying to cope, right? You have to make a decision. If it's not working for you, you have to make the decision to get out of this space. Why are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Rock.
Exactly. I don't know.
But
like,
oftentimes, you know what the truth is? We don't have nowhere to go.
No, okay, that's speak on it.
That's real.
Okay. Right, especially in close family events and stuff like that. You can't get away from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it comes down to accountability, responsibility. And with that, you know, it's like humility. You know, I mean, sometimes for me, I don't have a lot of patience. So I recognize when my tolerance level is depleting. I can feel it. So then I had to start talking to myself. I don't need no medication. I don't got to pop no pills. I just start talking to myself like, now you don't say that. It's going to be a problem.
Now you know you won't.
Out loud. Mm-hmm. So don't, you know, just sit there and be quiet. I talk to myself. I often say, now you know your mama said, if you don't have that nice
Right.
We're
you know you're
going to
say it like that. You'd be like, shut up, boy. Don't you shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Hey, when we come back, Fee keeps it moving for us in the kitchen. This is Bruno Mars.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk.
Radio Live. It is Hump Day Wednesday. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, the General with us as well. And we're going to throw it back to our culinary guru, Miss Sexy Food herself, Fee, coming out of South Carolina. And she's going to let us know how she's going to end the night with something sweet and delicious. Take it away, Fee.
Okay, what we're going to be doing tonight is my baby cheesecake, something real tiny that you can feed your honey after a long day and all that good jazz. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to start with 12 vanilla wafers. Or if you want, you can utilize graham crackers instead. Half a teaspoon of melted butter, 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1 egg, a half a cup of powdered sugar, and 2 teaspoons of lemon juice. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and you're going to line many tins, with your liners. Crush your cookies until they're finely combined, and add a half a cup of your butter. Mix well. Then what you're going to do is take your softened cream cheese, your powdered sugar, your lemon juice. You're going to combine that until it's smooth and creamy. And then you're going to pipe it, which you're going to take that inside of either a Ziploc bag or if you have a pastry bag, and you're going to pipe your cream cheese mixture into your graham cracker or your vanilla wafer crust. Put that in a refrigerator for anywhere from 2 hours to 4 or overnight, and then you can top it with whatever you choose. You can do fresh strawberries. You can do pineapples, chocolate sexy syrup, caramel, or you can have it as plain. And like I said, you can top off your evening by feeding your loved one some of these little baby cheesecakes. Let me know how that little sexy dessert turned out.
Bacon, I have some cheesecake.
There you go.
Recipe is available right now on tmhommonradio.com. You can also go to thesocialab.com. That's thesociallab.com without 2 L's. Thesocialab.com. Chopping it up with C, man. Hey, listen, can y'all do us a favor? If you actually are putting these recipes to work, can you take pictures and at least share them with us? We'll post them on the website.
Yes.
We should do a contest in the new year and challenge folks to actually make some of the recipes happen, take pictures, and we'll give away some cash and prizes. How that sounds.
There you go. Yes. Pictures of y'all feed it to each other, too, now. Don't just give me pictures of the food now. I know what the food looks like.
Let's get it. Just make them sexy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to see the food in action.
So the thing is, you have to be able to put your face in the picture. Come on, we're not stupid. Get out of here.
Right.
We know real fake stuff, folks.
Absolutely.
Chopping it up with me, you can go to thesocialab.com or tmhomradio.com. Check out both of those recipes and last week's recipes right now. It's 6:48 on the West Coast, 9:48 out here in the East. Coming to you live from Atlanta. Shouts out to all the folks out in Denver. They always take care of me when I'm out there, up way, 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 way up there.
All the way up.
All the way up. Straight up. Thank you all very much. Much appreciated. Always happy to be back here in the A. Shouts out to everybody grinding. There's so much going on out here. It's so much. 2017 is going to be beautiful. I want to pause for the cause. When I was out in Colorado, something was shared during a dinner meeting, and I was just stunned to hear this. So we all know about the soccer players that perished in a recent crash. Recently, I believe either yesterday or today, there was also another plane that crashed over Pakistan. I really don't know what's going on in the foreign countries with aviation and air transportation, but it's really scary. I was a part of a discussion when it was, and then I went back and found it, and I'm not sure. Well, listen. The plane that the soccer players died on, the plane ran out of gas. The plane ran out of gas. That makes like no sense to me
at all. Because they're supposed to like top off before they leave.
They're actually investigating it, saying that they didn't somehow they sent them out with just barely enough gas to make the trip where they're supposed to have, like Fiegel said, an overage just in case something happens where you have to, you know, circle around the airport, you can't land immediately.
Well, guess what though? I mean, what you just said is what both of you just said is what they're supposed to do. A lot of people are supposed to. They don't do. And the reality is how do you validate? How do you know? We really don't know, right? I have a hard time processing that just like some of us, we press it. We've been on E for a day and a half. We going to work in the morning trying to press it on that same E.
Right. Talking about, I know my car.
Like,
I know my car. I got 10
plane.
More miles.
How do you do that with an airplane?
Yes. I don't know. Listen, I can't even do it when I had a car. I couldn't even do it in a car, though. Like, I don't like being nowhere close to you. So, and then you flying. Where are you going to stop at if you do run out of gas?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. But you know what? So many companies be trying to cut corners and, you know what I mean, try to skimp on stuff so they could put money other places.
I fly very often, and you know, I raise the point to raise awareness. One, you know, condolences, prayers, right, out to the families of those who, I mean, come on, was really celebrating life at the end of the day. And in the twinkle of an eye, as they say, it was over. And it could be like that for any of us. And I fly very often. This is the difference, though, for those who may be unnerved by the idea of flying. American regulations and aviation and air transportation guidance is completely different than those offshore. The plane just crashed over Pakistan. It was a faulty airline that I would hope none of us would even try to fly trying to save a dollar.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Some airlines. There are airlines here in America, I mean, that are just as faulty. You could try it if you want to. You may or may not get to where you're trying to get.
Especially on time, right.
Okay, yeah.
Trying to save a dollar, you know. So, I mean, I believe if it's in fact true and they can prove it all the way, they're not going to be in business anymore because they owe the families of those that died a lot of money because of their negligence and cutting costs and cutting corners. Hey, before we get out of here, I wanted to put this out here. Love and hip-hop, these seasons back-to-back, I mean, are they helping us, hurting us, or they really not matter?
I think they matter.
I think they're hurting us. They're taking our female culture, if not anything else, back into the archaic stone age of any type of coof, any type of self-esteem, any type of awareness, you know, female awareness or empowerment that we may have had down the road to, you know, obtaining. It's done for. And some seasons are worse than others. Like, and I'm guilty because I do indulge in New York, but I indulge in New York for different reasons per se. More so for the real rappers. Like, I'm watching it this season because I want to see what Remy is doing. You know,
and I think that's helping her.
Love and hip hop is love and hip hop. I mean, whether it's New York or Atlanta or Hollywood.
It's still the same concept. I personally made a plea to Mona Scott to just stop it, period, especially after she came out with the sorority version of supposed to be. It was bad. That was chopping us down and sending us back ages. I just couldn't even do that. But
I just think we need reality shows that show young people and show people how to build businesses and how to make it through college and how to pay off debt. Make it a damn reality show. I mean, make it entertaining. There are folks who, listen, I'm entertained by some of it just like you. But I'm asking again, long term, because we have to think long term. Because things that we absorb today don't really manifest until, you know, a little down the road, right? And
true.
Young people are impacted and influenced by it more than we are. You know, is it helping us, hurting us, or does it really not matter? You know, let that be a rhetorical, even as you watch it, because what you think about, you bring about.
How do we really dispute it now?
I didn't hear you.
How do we really dispute it now when we have one of the reality show kings and ex, you might as well say, porn star in office as the first lady and the president of the United States in 30 days? So what do you tell the kids now?
I'm with you. What I'm saying is we have to pick and choose. They are so Shark Tank is a reality show. I love it. I learned from the Shark Tank.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you have to pick and choose what you actually feed yourself. What you feed your mind, your body, and your soul at the end of the day is what grows. You know, it's how your body and your mind form. It's what you feed, right? I mean, we know that. We know that. Let's be conscious, America. Let's be conscious, world, of what we are feeding ourselves, America specifically. Because, listen, you got to guard yourself against what is about to take place. You gotta discipline yourself at the end of the day, and you gotta shift gears. Don't listen. To hell with your shoe collection. Tell me about your book collection.
Your book collection. Right. That was some real words you said right there.
Right.
Listen. You know.
Because some people don't know what I this hand out, and that's their book collection.
Repeat what you said.
I said some people only have like the Bible and like a Jehovah Witness subscription, and that's it. They don't have no book collection.
Well, all I'm saying is, what you think about is what you bring about, and you gotta feed yourself. You gotta invest in yourself, and there's nothing wrong with going by the Barnes and Nobles. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with a shoe collection. But what you should be trying to find out is how do you build shoes. You know, how do you market shoes? How do you design shoes? You know, and so we ain't preaching. We, you know, this is just what we do. Real talk, real people, real times. And we out of here. Take us home.
Yeah, check y'all Friday.
TM Hyman Radio Live, the Social Lab. We are out of here. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Peace.
Friday.
Walk right past me. You already know how many wish I could have had.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, take a chance.
See him behind the live. See him behind the live. See him behind the live. See him behind the live.